Once again, if you've just joined us, this is Patsy Krakoff from the Block Squad, and I'm interviewing Suzanne Bird Harris, which is a great pleasure to myself, and it will be for all the rest of you as well. And we're going to talk about how to create great sales pages with WordPress. And I know many of you have started using WordPress as a blog, and some of you, quite a few in fact, are using WordPress as your website platform because it's just so easy to use. Well, broadcasting live on the phone and the web, as I mentioned earlier, listening to both might be confusing because there's a, oh, I don't know, 10-second voice delay on the web. So pick one, but make sure you can see the slides on the web at the event link. And in order to mute yourself, try *6. But we're going to start muting everybody in a few minutes so we can get a clean recording. And later on, we'll open it up and answer your questions. You can also type in your questions online via the link you were forwarded. So it's, 3 minutes past the hour. Suzanne, should we get started? I know we have a lot to cover.
We sure do. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, let's jump right in. Suzanne, I feel like I know you already because we've exchanged so many emails. Suzanne Bird Harris is a coach, web designer, who helps entrepreneurs like you and myself create or improve your WordPress site so that you can use the web to make money doing your thing in this lifetime, which I really enjoy that, whatever your thing is, so you can make some money on the web and not have to go through a lot of hoops to do it. Suzanne's a single mother of 3 children and also a grandmother of 1. She's made her living online since 2002, and she attributes her success to 20-plus years business experience as a programmer and systems analyst in corporate America, and the fact that she'd rather stick pins in her eyes than work the 9-to-5 deal anywhere ever again. If you just joined us and there's some static on the line, please press *6, and then we can, yeah, that's great. WordPress is Suzanne's website platform of choice, and she offers various packages to meet your needs. I was on your site today, Suzanne, and it's really interesting and very well done the way you explain the various products and services that you offer, and I encourage everybody to go check it out at suzanne-bird-harris.com or at WPFreeClinic.com. That's a free clinic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And your main site about the WordPress website is?
WPFreeClinic.com.
Right.
But you can reach that site from Suzanne-Bird-Harris. And that bird is B-I like the Tweety ones.
Oh, great. Great, great. That really helps. Let me get back to the page it was on here. Yeah, bird like the Tweety bird. Yeah, so I know you like tutoring. You're one of these website developers who's not just a techie because you like coaching people and you like tutoring people.
Mm-hmm.
And you approach the whole web thing sort of like piano lessons.
Yeah.
Only with WordPress.
Yeah, when I'm wearing the tutoring hat, that's exactly how I do it. Just like usually meet once a week and we have lessons and you go away with things to practice until next week. So it is very much like piano lessons only with WordPress instead.
So I really encourage you to check out her site after the call. Now, today we're going to cover a lot of territory all about sales and landing pages. And as you know, anybody who is trying to do some business on the Internet, it's very important that you communicate with your target audience in a friendly way. And every once in a while, you have to sell them something or get them to sign up for something. It's not just about sales. Even if you're giving away a free ebook or an e-course, you've still got to create enough relationship with people, enough like, know, like, and trust so that they'll fork over their email address have confidence and trust in you as a business professional so that they'll sign up. And to do that, you need to write and craft and format a good page that you publish on the internet. So Suzanne, let's start in on that first slide there.
Mm-hmm.
Let me open it up myself. What is a sales page? And I came up with this definition. I don't know how official it is. It's my own take on things. A sales page or a landing page or a squeeze page, what we're talking about is a page that's attractive and compelling, published on the internet, that is optimized for search engines and designed to persuade a defined group of readers to take one specific action. Suzanne, what might you, as an expert, what might you add to that?
Absolutely nothing, Patsy. I told you yesterday that is the near-perfect definition of a sales page I've ever seen in my life, and I'm going to run with it and spread it all over the land from here on out. So you nailed it right on the head with that definition. You cover all the bases. It has to be attractive. And, of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but you don't want a conglomerated mess on the screen because nobody's going to sit and wade through that. So attractive, compelling. Compelling for me is usually a good mix of how it looks as well as what it says. And optimized for search engines, that would be the number one reason I recommend creating them in WordPress, because you get to piggyback on all of the great advantages SEO-wise that WordPress lends whatever it publishes. And designed to persuade a defined group of readers, which is, hello, a clue to writing a good sales page right there. Try to talk to everybody. Talk to one specific group for whom whatever it is you have to offer is, you know, tailored for. And don't ask them to do anything but one thing. Pick one thing you want them to do and make that page all about that. And that is the perfect sales page, the perfect squeeze, oh, I hate that word, squeeze page, squeeze your email address out of your, squeeze your money out of your pocket. No, I don't like that word. But sales page,
yeah.
Landing page, squeeze page, that's what they're called. And that is the perfect definition in my eyes until something comes along that's better, and I can't imagine that. So, Patsy, you win the prize as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you very much. You know, my background is not at all as a techie, but I've been learning for the last 10 years. So whenever I come up with something right, I pat myself on the back.
Absolutely. And you know what? I don't think a techie would necessarily be able to come up with as comprehensive a definition as you've done here, because I don't think sales pages are about the technology. It's it's about what you've described here. Attraction, being compelling, talking to the right audience, and offering that audience what they need and want. That's what
I often look at it as a combination of two main skills. One is the writing and the copywriting, and that is a whole thing that we all need to learn to do a little bit better. But it's not just about the content and the words. It's also about what it looks like, because if it's not attractive, if it doesn't flow, people are going to click and go bye-bye. That's it. You've lost them.
Yep. We ready to move on?
Yeah.
I think for all of the people that I know that have come to this call as a result of me telling them, all you guys out there, my buddies, this is, I think, probably the most important slide in the whole deal that we're going to show you today. 8 reasons to create a sales/squeeze page. There are so many reasons why you would want to create a page where there is a single focus, one single action to take. I don't know if y'all have noticed, but the web is getting a little busy and a little confusing and just a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
And the kinder we can be to our visitors and lead them through our process, make it as easy as possible to both understand what's being asked of them and to do what's being asked of them, the better, further, faster we will get where we want to go with our businesses online. And
yeah.
There's, I bet you 8 is not the comprehensive list, although you kind of, the last one there, Patsy, you kind of catch everything else. and I like that.
Right. Anything.
But there, you know, take, obviously, a sales page is to sell a product or a service that kind of is inherent in its name. But, you know, that could be everything from free products or services to paid ones, information products, like you say in the list, you know, like a book, an audio, a video, registering for a class or a workshop, free or paid, membership in a program, subscription to a newsletter, download a free report, take a poll, or anything that you really want them to focus their attention on should be probably put up on a page called a sales or squeeze page, wherein it meets the definition on the previous slide. One focus action.
Just as important the quality of that page if it's free than if you're selling a $2,000 mentorship program.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you why, because that's the entrance. That's the first door. That's the first step to having a relationship with you as a future client or customer.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be professional. It has to be, like you said, easy and simple and clear.
Yep. And, you know, I tell my clients when they're coming up with their freebie to give away to get people to join their mailing list or some such activity like that, coming up with something free to give to the people who come to their site, I tell them, look, make it so good that the reaction that these people have after they've finished consuming it, reading it, looking at it, listening to it, whatever, is, holy cow, that was good. I can only imagine how great the stuff I pay for here will be.
Exactly. All right, let's move on.
All righty. Well, a sales page has some, you know, everybody wants to know the formula for the winning sales page. And the good news is there are some components that should probably always be there. The bad news is there is no such thing as a formula for the perfect winning sales page, because all of the factors that would compel you, Patsy, to put a sales page together may not be the same for me. First, our audience may or may not be the same. What we're offering likely won't be the same. The tone, our voice, all of this goes into creating the sales page that converts well for you and what you have to offer and for whom you are offering it. So, but there are some of these elements that go on a page. Headlines at the top. I see a lot of sales pages, and I create some myself that use what's called a pre-headline in a smaller font, sometimes italic, kind of conversational lead-in to what the page is going to be offering, or poking at the pain or the problem that you're about to offer a solution for. And then the big heading that is the title of the page, and then a post headline that goes on to expand what that big heading is all about, or what it's trying to describe. So do you see variations from that much?
Yeah, well, not variations, but you hit the nail on the head. I think this is the first thing that's going to get your reader to decide, is this for me or not? And one thing you want to bring up is the problem that you solve, and that probably should be in the headline. But again, it could be in the pre-headline,
mm-hmm.
just above the headline. I like to use that space to identify the market. For example, I might say, attention all book authors. You know, right away, if you're a book author, you're going to say, okay, that's me. I can continue reading. And then the headline would be, have you ever struggled with knowing blah, blah, blah? You know, you bring out the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my habit, and somebody else might use that differently.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of sales pages that have an introduction, dear whomever, almost formatted like a letter.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that's coming from the influence of the direct sales industry on, that's where these sales pages came from. And also, I understand why they're so darn long most of the time, because direct sales sound better conversions with long copy. Now,
yes.
We could argue all day about that, and I don't think we'll go there today.
No, we don't really have time. But the important thing is, and this is a good answer to that question, it has to be as long as it takes.
Yeah, that's what I tell. And, of course, everybody that asks me that question goes away mad when they get my answer, because the answer is, however long it takes to address the questions your reader is likely going to have and show them the benefits of what you're offering, no more, no less.
Yeah.
And, you know, that doesn't help a lot when you're looking for a target to hit.
Exactly.
You know, as far as number of words go.
And it doesn't help much if you don't have that experience yet. You know,
right.
I think the first 5 sales letters are the hardest to write, and after that, you kind of get it.
Yeah, because you get it if you pay attention to what happens with the first 5.
Yeah.
Put that qualifier on it, because if you really pay attention to what works, what doesn't work, and go, you know, all of us have at least a handful of people that we can go to and say, hey, look at this. Tell me what you would think if you didn't know me personally like you do. What would this, you know, how would this hit you? And ask those people. Ask your readers. Ask your people who come to your blog.
Don't be afraid to ask. And the reason for this, and you bring up the number one problem that we all have in writing such pages, is that we are so immersed in our product, in our services, in our expertise, that it's very hard for us to put ourselves in the mind of a reader or a prospect. And that's why, Suzanne, it's really good to ask your friends and even your family members, if you can, to give you an objective impression.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, but watch for when we lapse into our own vocabulary as well. Because I know that's a big one for me. I'll start trotting out words out of my mouth. People go, huh? What are you talking about? So having somebody else's eyes on your page, and preferably somebody in the market you're trying to reach, would be even better.
Yes.
To give you feedback like that of, I don't understand what this paragraph is even trying to say. Well, then say it in outside of your vocabulary. You use the words that who you're trying to reach would use.
Uh-huh.
Your credibility. Now, the most, I don't know, you probably get this question a lot too, Patsy, of what if this is my first time out? What if this is my first product? What do I put for credibility? What if I don't have any testimonials? What do I do?
You know, one of the best things to do is tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
How come you're an expert, and how come you know what you're talking about? There's probably a time in your life that you struggled with the same type of thing, and it can make for a story that draws the reader in and can really relate with you, because maybe you were in the same position they were in 10 years ago or 5
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way you can establish your credibility without having, 50 testimonials. And there are ways to get testimonials that are true that are for similar items and not for the item that you're selling.
Right.
So you probably have 1 or 2 clients you've helped at some point in your life and have them write a statement saying how reliable you are, how
mm-hmm.
great you are.
Yep. Yeah, there's lots of ways to solve that particular one. And you could also put a slash, you know, pencil in after that one, your credibility slash your story, because your story really is probably the best way to connect with who you're looking to serve when you're first starting out anyway. That's likely the reason you're starting out,
uh-huh.
you know. So, yeah, because that goes toward your credibility. If you can't get other people telling your reader, if there are no other people to tell your reader how great you are and how great your product is, then the next best thing is to say how you came to even create this thing in the first place, and that puts you in the shoes of the person reading the page, very likely. So credibility
right.
is conferred that way as well. Do you have a great definition between what benefits are versus what features are? What do you tell people that ask you that?
I do somewhere, but I don't have it on the top of my head. But basically, benefits are the problem that you solve. But you can drill down from the superficial level to the heartfelt benefit, and it's important that you do that. I'm trying to think. I had a couple of examples. For example, Disneyland, you know, it's a theme park. It's in the business of entertaining. But I think they drill down and define their brand as imagination, you know. And mm-hmm. So that's what you want to go for. You may be providing dog training, but what you're really providing is peace of mind for the dog owner. Mm-hmm. And the ease with which you're going to enjoy your pet if he's well trained. So that's where you have to really drill down and get to the heart of the matter.
Yep. Yeah, I tell people features are the what and the how of what you're offering, what it is, how it is what it is, how it does what it does. Benefits are the why do I care?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you talk about benefits, that's what the why does the reader care what you have to offer? You know, in your another example is here's a recipe 7 days for 7 days of the week. Recipes laid out for such and such price a week or whatever. Well, as a single mother who hates to cook, that would probably catch my eye. The feature is that it's delivered via email, that it's simple, not a big ordeal in the kitchen to prepare, blah, blah, blah. The benefit to me is I don't have to think what is for dinner. That is
absolutely
the last thing I want to be thinking about.
And it's going to save you time, energy, and money.
Yep, exactly.
You know, if you can identify what it's going to do for the person on that level, that's a good start.
Yep.
And it just drill down. What is the core emotional benefit? Because it all comes down to how you make your readers feel.
Yep. Yeah, features and benefits are, they bump into each other all the time, and they do a lot of shape-shifting and switching around looking like each other. But that is exactly how to tell when you're really talking benefits is when you're talking feelings of your reader. What emotion does it evoke? Most sales pages have some kind of bonus section. Some get kind of out of hand and have 50,000 bonuses for this one product. I'll reserve my opinion about that because guess what? What does work for me doesn't work for other people, and the same is true in reverse. So that's probably the biggest challenge of a sales page in and of itself is you, for your perfect customer, if you get 10 of your perfect customers lined up, they're not all going to prefer audio over video. They're not all going to prefer text over audio or video. They're not all going to prefer this, that. Their tastes are going to be different. Their preferences are going to be different, even though they are all your ideal client for what you're offering. So trying to reach people with the information in the mode that they want to be reached in, like me, I will not sit and watch a video sales page. I won't do it. You give me text to scan, and I'm all over it. But video, forget it. And video is supposedly all the rage. Not
I know,
all the rage for me.
Different strokes, right?
Yeah, exactly. So when you're depending on the nature of what you have to offer and how you're trying to offer it, you may need to meet more than one set of needs as far as how that information needs to be conveyed to reach. It's not that you're trying to reach a wider, more diverse audience, per se, because you still want to be directing your message to a defined group of people. Don't stray from that, but that same defined group of people may have different preferences of how they care to receive information, and there may be somebody like me in there who says, video, schmidio, don't give me video, I don't have time for that mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
so you do have to offer a choice, you know.
Yeah.
Add a little audio.
Yeah, so make sure that you
video.
Are given a variety of, and it also helps the interest level of your page as well. Because somebody who loves the video will sit there and watch it. Well, me, I'd be scanning down the text beneath the video, and we can both meet at the next section, you know, the bonus section or the order button or wherever. So, yeah,
right.
It's good to
and there's some of them that even scan everything, skip over everything, go directly to the bottom of the page.
You know, that's what they say. Statistically,
yeah, so
we go straight to the PS, so you better have one. Because lots of people go straight there, and if they don't have one to look at, they don't know what to do next. you know, it's like, oh, gosh, do I scroll up and start at the top? There's an building up of value. That section is kind of nebulous as well. It could be testimonials, as I've got here on the slide. It could also be considered bonus. The bonuses could be considered the buildup of the value, although what really is going on there, in my opinion, is by this time you've identified who you're trying to talk to. You have shown them what you're offering. You've established your credibility. You've outlined the benefits and the features of your product. You've offered some bonuses. Now it's time to really make them want it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a variety of different ways to do that, testimonials being one of them. And even within testimonials, do you have an opinion, Patsy, about what should be included testimonial-wise for effectiveness? I mean, I believe a picture, the testimonial itself, and a real name and of course, this depends on what it is you're offering, because some people aren't going to want to, you know, give their last name and an email address for, you know, Viagra. Or something like that. You know.
I thought about that. I was thinking about my executive coach clients. They have often wonderful, warm, fuzzy emails, testimonials from their clients who cannot share their names because of anonymity and ethical requirements of the profession. So there are different requirements and different needs. But I was going to answer that question, Suzanne, a little bit differently, what a person should say in a testimonial. And some people in the internet marketing field ask their clients to write an email or a testimonial that gives results. After working with Suzanne for 3 months, my sales skyrocketed and I'm now earning 7 figures, that sort of thing. Well, that depends on your audience, because I like to read those testimonials of people that tell a warm and fuzzy story.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two ways to go about it, with financial figures or real-time results, or to how things really changed your life around and made a difference on sort of a big picture level.
Yeah, and I would caution anybody writing or asking for testimonials of a specific, that involve specific money or specific growth amounts, et cetera, to be really cautious, because there are new laws in place here in the U.S. that prohibit us from saying, making what might be considered outrageous claims, and you can't only show your best results, you have to show representative results. And so because of that, and also because I'm more like you, I'd rather hear the story about the from the person rather than the facts. I'm not just a facts person. Because of that, I would caution people to be careful how you write or ask for testimonials to be written, where you're saying you're trying to show specific results.
Very true. So if anyone has questions on that, we're not going to go into it right now because it's kind of long and complicated, but Google FTC, the new FTC requirements for mm-hmm. testimonials on the web, and you'll get that information.
Yep.
Okay.
And a direct route to that, well, you can Google it. There's a lot of results to come up. The actual document, I have a post on my site, Suzanne-Bird-Harris, and you can use the search for FTC, and it'll come up.
Great.
Okay. Ordering. Yeah, we definitely want the ordering section on your sales page, the call to action. And this, in my opinion, is, well, one of the places that gets messed up the most. Because we are so timid, we don't want to, you know, be like a bull in a china shop. We don't want to be overbearing on our call to action. But I promise you guys, if you, there's a difference between bull in a china shop and clear, okay?
Yeah.
Be clear. Be obvious. Don't make people work to give you money or give you their email or give you whatever it is you're asking for. Make it simple and obvious, like a two-year-old could get it and do it.
Suzanne, how many times do you recommend putting an order now button on a page?
I don't have a times I recommend. I think it's good if you've organized your sales page as it flows down the page by addressing, like some people are going to want to know what the features are, what the benefits are, and that's good enough for them. They don't care what other people say about it. So put an order button or a link that'll drop them down to the bottom to the order button after that section. So then the people that do want to continue scanning and looking at testimonials or find out what the bonuses are or all that, they can do that. And after the testimonials section, put a button to order, because it's going to be different things that satisfy different readers of your page. And having order buttons peppered throughout at, you know, at those segues where you move into from one section to another, that's helpful, because then they can take action. They don't have to feel like they have to sit and listen to the whole presentation or whatever before they can take action. If they want to give you money, give them a way to do it.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. And the conclusion and PS are probably sometimes interchangeable as well. I'm not kidding, though, about statistically, there are a large group of people who, when they get to a sales page, they drop to the bottom. I'm not looking at the PS so much as I want to know how much it costs. I don't care about anything else, usually, until I know what I'm trying to justify spending. And it makes me personally mad if you don't have the price on your sales page. If it's a paid product or a paid service, I want to know what I'm trying to spend here. Don't hide that from me and make me click order now based on how badly I want it. But that's just me, okay? Everybody is not like me, thank the Lord above. So.
Yeah. I agree. The order now button is good, but there should be the price on the page itself. You shouldn't have to click away to find out what it is.
Yeah. This would be a good, if we can keep it manageable, do you think this would be a good place to have questions from people?
Why not? Let me go in and allow them to do that, because I wield all power here. I'm going to put it on interactive, so that all guests can talk. If you've already put yourself on mute, you may have to unmute yourself by pressing *7 to talk. And if you're on the web and not on the phone, you can type in a question right there on the web and we will see it. So say your name, where you're calling from, and ask your question.
Wow, we're just doing such a great job, Patsy.
Nobody, I know, we have them speechless.
Hello?
Yeah.
I hear people typing. Yes.
Can you hear me? I'm a live person. Hello.
Good. I
live
love live.
Live from New York City.
What's
okay,
your name?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I do lesbian dating events in the city here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, a sales page like that would probably be too long for what I'm doing, wouldn't it? I'm trying to make a just very simple thing with the keywords on it, and my goal is to get them to opt into my mailing list. What I'm having a challenge with is, you know, what's the solution? What are these exact words? Like right now I have, you know, real connection, real fun, real easy. You know, this can change your life, revolutionary, tie to the bar scene. You know, I'm trying to find what are the
You're asking for one action, and that's sign up for your newsletter, correct?
Well, not a newsletter. I'm asking them to sign up so that they're on my mailing list so they'll know I do live events, dating and social and business networking.
But what you want to do is appeal to their benefits. What are they going to get out of it? So what are you going to give them for signing up for that? What's in it for them, in other words? And that's really what you want to write about.
I know, and this is where I'm having the challenge. I mean, I was going to offer, like, you know, some free dating tips, but it's getting too convoluted on the page, and I'm just trying to find out the benefits. Are they going to definitely walk away with connections, maybe meet a future mate, you know, have chances for having relationships? I'm just trying to find those
words. Well, this is where, in my opinion, that what we talked about earlier of how long should your page be kicks in, because your page for this is not going to be as long as if you were offering a $2,000 2-year-long membership, whatever.
Right,
you know?
Or
so,
an affiliate program or anything. Yeah, I'm trying, like you said, to distill it down, and I am just having a challenge with that. Like, what's the, you know, I'm saying this is an alternative to the bar scene. You know, you don't know where to meet quality women.
But you're confusing the issue in the sense that you're talking about the benefits to joining your program. Your page, as I understood it, is to get them to sign up for something, to become
right. They're signing up on the list. Yes, so like, don't miss out on the next event. You know, free to sign up. Don't miss out on the next great event. Something along those lines. So there's a big box to opt in.
Right.
Well, I would say that if that's what you're putting on the page and that's what your target audience is looking for, that's enough and you'll get email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
I would think. I mean, there is no magic copy. Trust me.
But I'm trying to, like, distill down. What am I, you know, when people do dating events, what am I solving? Solving their loneliness, solving their connection, solving, you know, what is that? You know, like you say, the heartfelt thing.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saving people from feeling isolated? Am I, you know,
connecting another, people? Another part of the picture here for a sales page, when we talk about one specific action, it helps if that specific action is clearly defined. In your case, I think you're talking about, in general, you want to be able to give them information. But if you had a specific event or a specific newsletter or something specific, then it becomes easier to write your page because it's all about that.
I mean, I have specific events, but you know, then there'll be dates when events happen.
Well, your specific for this then sounds to me like it's be in the know of what's going on here. Give me your email address so I can keep you informed. If what I have to offer interests you, give me a way to tell you about it.
Right, then I have to distill that down to put
well,
in the...
That's actually pretty short.
Be in the know of what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't miss out on one more time.
Yeah.
So don't miss out on the next
Have you ever had the feeling while you're sitting home alone that others are out there having fun and you're not, but you just don't know where to go? Don't be left out again. Things are going on. Why aren't you a part of them?
Yeah. Give me your email address, and I'll keep you in the loop. Bada bing, bada boom. There you go.
Yeah. And what I was talking about there, and that's kind of a sales technique, you're appealing to their sense of fear, sense of loneliness, sense of not belonging, sense of missing out. Those are very strong triggers to get someone to take action.
Yeah.
Right. So we're in that, like, whatchamacallit. I can't remember the word specifically, but... not deprivation, but something.
Lack,
scarcity.
I'm dealing with the scarcity principle here.
Yeah.
So be in the know of what's happening. Don't miss out on the next event. Sign up now.
Yeah.
I mean, is that right?
Thanks a lot. We do have a little bit more information to present to you. So if there's another question, speak up, and otherwise we'll move on.
Yeah, just something specific, because you're going to be selling a plug-in.
No, it's not a plug-in. Thank you for asking that.
So I thought it was some kind of plug-in for creating a sales page.
It's a
go ahead and explain.
It's not a plug-in. That's very important to understand.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Suzanne, why don't you go ahead and explain what it is so that people have clarity on that, because it's important.
Yeah, that'll help us move through these slides here.
Everybody
on the call is here. I mean, we made it very obvious that this is a call about creating sales pages in WordPress sites. And those of you, you know, everybody probably is very well aware of great advantages of WordPress. It is easy to use. Search engines will index WordPress sites faster for some reason. It's lovely. And I don't look that gift horse in the mouth. I just ride it. WordPress is not, like Patrick said earlier, it's not just for blogs. I build entire websites in it, and I have yet to come up against a website requirement that I needed a website to be able to do that WordPress, that I couldn't find a way to do it in WordPress. So it's not limiting your choices of what you can do on the web if you build in WordPress. Themes that you apply, that you upload and install on your site, handle how things look and feel. It's the visual elements, the colors, the layout, those sort of things. Plugins add additional functionality, additional tools to your installation. And both of those are, you know, a couple of clicks, upload, install, activate, there you go, and you don't have to write code to add extra bells and whistles to your site. So that makes it really nice for people who are not, like me, a programmer. However, when it comes to creating sales pages, some of the very things that make WordPress so grand are really big drawbacks from a sales page perspective, and that is the header, that sidebar, the footer. Why? Because they are full of things to click. Menus. We don't want menus on our sales page. We want people to read or go away. Read and click or go away.
Or
so,
as someone once told me, buy or die.
Exactly.
Bit harsh, but, you know.
So the blog, the quote-unquote blog format of header, content, sidebar, footer, doesn't work for sales pages. So, and as a WordPress developer, I have, up until last year when I created WP Sales Page Template, I gave myself bald spots in my head, pulling my hair out, trying to theme by theme for myself and my clients create page templates for each installation that didn't have the header, that didn't have the sidebar, that didn't have the footer, that made a skinnier content area than that whole 950 pixels that the blog theme wants to use up, which is great when you need room for a sidebar, but not so great. A wide page of content, very hard to read on iBook, very hard on eyeballs to read, so don't do that. So I was looking for a solution for myself and for my clients because I was going crazy trying to write custom solutions for each theme that I ran across. And so finally, you know, in those solutions, here are the three main ones that I came up with. I can either create a sales page in HTML outside the WordPress installation on the same domain, in that same hosting account for my client, but then I'm the only one that can edit it. I'm the only one that can change what it says. I'm the only one that can do anything to it because I'm the only one of me and my client that knows HTML and how to mess with hosting accounts. So not a great solution when I put WordPress forth as, here, this is a platform you can build your website in that you don't have to be chained to somebody like me, a geeky programmer. And quite frankly, I enjoy that too because, you know, sometimes I like to have a day off. So, you know, I don't want to be called when you need to change a comma to a period. You need to be able to do that yourself with ease,
right,
without code. So having an HTML sales page outside of your WordPress installation is a solution, but in my eyes, not a good one. You could also get one of the many available sales page themes available now for WordPress. And that is great, except if you just want to create a sales page for a product at your main site where you have an about page, a services page, all these other pages, and a blog and all these posts, you don't want to change your entire theme to a sales page theme. What? No, that's not going to work. So that's a bad idea, too. It's a great idea if you are building a site, a mini site, specifically for a particular product. That is a great idea. That's why sales page themes were invented, I'm sure, because they're great for that. But if you are trying to create a sales page at your main site where you have a whole bunch of everything else there, a sales page theme is not going to help you. It's going to give you a big headache. And then there's always create another installation of WordPress and put a sales page theme on it and put links to it from your main site, but I don't think it's really a good solution to have to create an entirely separate installation of WordPress for one page. That's madness in my estimation. So those were the choices that I kept coming up with, apart from trying to figure out how to get rid of those elements on the screen that I didn't want to see in the theme that was activated. So I came up with, finally, at long last, WP Sales Page. It is not a theme. It is not a plugin. And that is the number one question that I get when people buy this product. I uploaded it, and I'm getting an error. Well, there are very specific, simple, well-explained, but very specific installation instructions for WP Sales Page, because what it is a page template that you can add to any theme that you have installed on your site that gives you the look and feel of a traditional style sales page. There are 9 different background colors available, and as I have free time, I create more. And people who buy it now get the new ones later. But it is a skinnier. It's about 650 to 700 pixels wide, which is about the maximum width you want to make people read on a screen. And it's a blank template that you install when you go to create a page using it. You simply choose that template as opposed to the default page template that comes with your theme. That choice is on the page edit screen over in the right in the attributes section. You'll see template in a drop-down box. Once you have this installed properly, it's sitting there as a choice. It'll be WP Sales Page versus default, or some other themes have page templates like called sitemap or links or contact, or you know, there are separate templates for specialty pages that you can create within your site. Well, that's what this is. It is not a plugin, so don't try to install it as a plugin. It'll blow up on you.
Okay, so Suzanne, for the benefit of all you non-techies, I used to call myself a techno idiot. I don't do that anymore, but I'm going to repeat what Suzanne said in non-techie terms. Not that she was particularly techie with that, but in other words, I have a WordPress blog. I actually have two, and I'm not going to install this product as a plugin.
Nope.
I'm not going to touch my theme, but in fact, I'll tell you a secret. I had my virtual assistant install it for me, and it's all ready to go. So now, next time I go to create a sales page, I'm going to go create a page just where it says add a page. And then before I publish, I'm going to go over and find the template.
Yep.
Correct?
Here's we're looking at the slide now, the 4 steps to creating a sales page with this template. You upload and install it according to the directions that are included. You create a new page just like you always do in WordPress. Go to Pages, Add New. You write your copy. And in the package that comes with this template are examples of all pre-written HTML code that you can copy and paste that use, you know, like turning your bulleted lists into green checks instead of bullets.
Oh.
There's that kind of stuff embedded in the template that you can draw out and use if you just copy and paste the code examples that I give you, and there's a whole little PDF ebook that explains what's going on if you're one somebody like me who has to know not only what you're doing but why you're doing it. So you can really dress up your page and make it look really snazzy as well without having to know anything but copy and paste, okay? I'm not trying to turn you guys into programmers, I promise.
Yes.
And then last thing you do before you publish your page is you do exactly what Patsy just said. You look over on the right-hand side of the screen in the attributes section of your WordPress page editor screen, and you'll see it says template, and it has a little drop-down box, and you drop that baby down, and you pick WP Sales Page, whichever color you want, and you update or you publish your page, and you go look at it, and it's this beautiful sales page, like, for those of you on the web, there's where you can get it. And this, all these slides will be sent to you after the call. Now, here's Patsy's writing on the web website. Here is a sales page that she did for the call she did with Michael Martin back in May using WP Sales Page. See how it doesn't look anything like her web page? It doesn't have the same design, the template. It's different. It's a sales page.
Now, originally, I tried to create it as a page on my WordPress site, and it looked awful because it had the same header and sidebars.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this and why it's so important is that you want your sales page to look like a sales page.
Mm-hmm.
You want your blog to look like your blog. You don't want to confuse readers. Readers are very sensitive. If the slightest little thing in formatting goes wrong, they don't know that they can trust you. They're not going to buy, they're not going to sign up if there's something that doesn't look like your standard registration page.
Yeah.
I just think it's really important. You have a lot of room for creativity, but at the same time, there are certain standards that people follow in formatting a sales page.
Yeah. And that, I mean, the most generic of standards is if you copy that whole code example that I include in with the template and paste it into your page, that's like the standard template for a sales page of all the ones that I've seen out there. But you can see in these three examples here in the slides if you're on the webcast, this second one. Here's my website on the left. My website's in WordPress site, and that's the home page of that site. Here's the sales page that I created for my free ebook, my DIY SEO ebook, which happens to be one of the bonuses you get with this page template, because not only do I want your page to be pretty, I want you to know how to get search engine attention for it as well in WordPress. So you get my ebook with that, and this is a page that I created using my own template to get people to download it. It tells about the ebook. It has a couple testimonials on it. That's an example of using it in an instance where you're offering something free. And then here is the site where you get WP Sales Page from, and here's the sales page for the sales page template product. How about that? How's that for circular? But there, you can see they're all different, a little, you know, different in that, like, Patsy's got a header at the top with her and Michael's pictures. Mine don't, but this last one I have my caricature up there. You have freedom to be flexible and show your style and your personality. You want to, at the end of the day, this is all about connecting with the right people and offering them the solution to the problem they're looking to solve.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's room for creativity and branding within a certain parameter that
mm-hmm.
builds trust and confidence in you as a business professional.
Yep. Yep. Whew. Do we have questions?
Shall I open it up again?
Yeah.
Hang on. Interactive. If you're on mute, please press star 7 to talk. Say your name, where you're coming from, and what your question is.
My old wife is up. And like the people in the men's gathering.
I'm sorry, there's a little overtalk or interference.
TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com.
Well, everybody, no questions?
Suzanne?
Uh-huh.
This is Sarah McIntosh.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi. I'm just thinking about this could be used, like, on my shoe website as a kind of a special event, kind of, or a special, you know, special offer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so then would I, in order to drive people to this sales page, would then it appear in the menu then?
I don't know if you're looking at the web, but in my example of the one I created for my ebook download, that's actually accessible from my menu. It's also accessible by clicking the little ebook cover on my front page. It actually has a couple of ways to it. I've also done sales pages where there is no visible way to get to it from the site, you know, just going to the site, but I'll send out an email with a link directly to the sales page or the squeeze page. There's lots of different options of how to get people to it, and no, it doesn't have to be glaringly obvious at your site.
Yeah.
Or it can be.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that you like having a current special offer, you know, so that, or something like that, and maybe even creating a button somewhere on the front page or the home page to take to it. Great.
That's a great application for it, yep. And I've even used this to create mini sites for a particular product where I don't even install a theme. I just use the default theme. Every page I create, because it's only going to be the sales page, a thank you page, maybe a disclaimer page, and a contact page, usually about four pages, I use this template for all four of those pages. And don't even install a theme. I just use the default theme that comes with WordPress. So that's an option as well.
Anybody else with a question? And Suzanne, do we have any written questions? Let me try to find that page.
Yes, I'm trying to find out. Can you put your AWeber opt-in form in the middle of this page?
You betcha. Yes, you can. You can put video, you can put audio, anything that you can put on a regular WordPress page, you can put in this page. Because all this template is doing is changing how it's presented on the screen. It's not limiting you in any way about what you can put in the page. If you can put it in a regular page, you can put it in this page.
Now, what are you offering it for, Suzanne, and do we get any tech support with this?
The template is $37.
Uh-huh.
It comes with 9 different colors, and support is handled through the site. And I have, oh, Lord help me, I'm going to say this on a line with all these people listening. If you really get stuck and can't get it installed properly, contact me, and I will help you get it installed as well. It's really clear instructions included with it, but I also understand that there are some of you out there that have never seen FTP and wouldn't know it if it bit you. I understand.
And if we have multiple sites, can we, we have to buy the sales page for each website?
Nope. You are one person. You buy it once. You can do with it what you like on your web entities.
Thank you.
I have a question on the line or on the web from Adele in Princeton, who would like to know if this program can be used as an opt-in page for obtaining email addresses without any other program other than WordPress.
Absolutely. How are you going to obtain, what are you going to use to capture the email address if I'm presuming you've got a plugin that you're using to gather email addresses and send email from your WordPress site?
It's too bad
Adele is not on the phone with us. Darn it.
Yeah.
Adele, you are welcome to email me, Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, at Suzanne-Bird-Harris.com with that question so I can get more information so
yeah,
I can properly answer
your
question.
You need some sort of system to organize your database.
Yeah. Usually a third-party service like AWeber, Constant Contact, iContact, all those guys.
MailChimp. Here's another question from Bings in Singapore. Does this work for WordPress.com websites as well?
No, it does not, because you do not have access to upload anything but pictures to WordPress.com sites. You cannot add page templates or plugins or anything like that. So it has to be a self-hosted WordPress site. Good question.
Oh.
Thanks for asking that.
Well, here's one from Peggy in Centerville. She can't see the slides on her computer. She refreshed the page. I don't know what to tell you.
Nope, and we're about done, so we will be sending the slides out along with the recording, so you'll get those via email, and it'll be a PDF file.
Here's Susan in Denver. I want to sell e-books, build a list, give away e-courses, and write a blog. I'm trying to decide on a WordPress.com account or WordPress.org linked to a website. Is there another option?
Okay, read that again, Patsy, please.
I'm trying to decide. Hang on, because I clicked away. I want to sell e-books, build a list, give away e-courses, and write a blog. I'm trying to decide between the self-hosted and the hosted WordPress account. Is there another option?
Staying within the WordPress world? No.
No.
It's either WordPress.com or you host it yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
And I definitely recommend hosting it yourself, because WordPress.com, actually in their terms of service, I don't think you can do business transactions on a WordPress.com site.
I have a really quick question.
Mm-hmm.
When you put the page in and then you go into the back end, are you then clicking on the HTML editor to make changes, and then do you have to upload each? Is there like the graphics for the arrows and all that have to go into the media file?
That's part of the installation instructions, so that'll be already done by the time you're creating a new page. But to use the HTML examples included with it, yes, you will have to flip over and use the HTML editor tab when you're in the page. But again, you're just copying and pasting. But you do have to copy and paste. You have to paste the HTML code into the HTML editor. If you do it in the visual editor, it's not going to work. You're just going to see code.
So you paste the code in, and it will show you, like, I want a text to be read, so you paste the code in,
mm-hmm.
and then you put the text in that you want to be read.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the graphics?
I think a lot of that will become clear once you've got it installed.
Yeah, that's all explained in the e-book inside the package.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jim Dre from Fairlawn, Akron, Ohio. Do I need a webmaster when I use WP? How do I locate a good free merchant account? Those are really two questions.
Yep. Do you need a webmaster? Depends on what you're wanting to do and how much you know how to do yourself. Good free merchant account? PayPal is the way I fly.
And from Laura Butler in Columbus, regarding length, I've heard a lot of people complain about having to take so much time to read all this stuff before getting to the price. I think we talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
We like to see the price. I don't know if I'd put it in the first paragraph, because remember, the most important thing you want to do is to, you know, get their attention and their interest and start talking about the benefits. What's in it for them?
Mm-hmm.
We start talking about
price is a consideration, absolutely, and like I shared, if I'm not sure and I don't know this person, the first thing I go and see is what is the price of this thing, and because that will determine, if I don't have that much money at my disposal to spend today, I'm not going to sit there and read that whole page. So, you know, but that's me. So
we're getting a lot of noise in the background. So if you're doing something, breathe and relax. Stop moving. Another question from Mar in New York City. How is this, and here we go again, how is this plug-in different? Well, it's not a plug-in. From the Squeeze Page Maker in Squeeze Flex or WordPress Spire?
Okay, I think you're referring to Flex Squeeze Theme that has 5 embedded sales page templates in it. It is different in the fact that you do not have to install a different theme in order to use this. It's like being able to take one of those sales page templates out of Flex Squeeze Theme and put it in no matter what theme you have installed, so that you can get the visual look and feel of a sales page no matter what theme you're using. That is what WP Sales Page is. That is why it's not a plugin. It is simply an extra page template with its own CSS file, cascading style sheet file, that tells it how to look, what colors to use, what pictures to put where when you activate certain HTML codes. It has its own. That's what drives the look and feel of a theme, is the CSS file that comes with it. Well, this template has its own CSS file. That's how it can look different than your theme.
Okay. Nancy from Briarcliff Manor, is there one element that is more important than others, or do they work together in synchronicity? Okay. Things work together in synchronicity,
yeah.
And that's so true. And it really, what we're talking about is so comprehensive. You can't have a good sales page that gets results unless all of the elements are there and they're working together.
Yeah.
Deb, hi. Totally agree with the price. That makes me annoyed when they don't put it. Okay. Is there an ideal length for a sales page? This is a frequent question. I've seen some that are over 20 pages long when printed out. My answer is, please don't print out.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. But, yeah, we did talk about that. And, oh, Fred in Memphis wants to go over the PS thing. What goes in a PS?
Most usually I see a restatement of the most compelling, a restatement of the problem and the fact that this is a solution. And the most often way I've seen it done is using the you don't want to be left out.
Right. Now, here's an important point. I'm glad Victoria from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, brought this up, and let's clarify this right now. She says, I thought this webinar was specifically going to address doing this on WordPress. I already know the basics of creating a sales page. Good question.
Yep, and the specifics of doing this in WordPress are using this template gives you the ability to create a traditional-looking By looking, I mean style. No header, no sidebar, no footer, just the sales page inside your WordPress installation as a page. Like when you click on pages in your WordPress, inside your WordPress site, and you see the list of pages that you have in your site, if you are using this template on a sales page in there, it's going to be listed right there with all your pages. But when you go to look at it on the web, it's going to look different than every other page in your site because it's a sales page using this template. That's how you can get a sales, using this template is how you can get a sales page integrated in with the rest of the pages in your WordPress installation without having to go outside WordPress, without having to change your theme that you're using, and without having to create a separate WordPress installation just for your sales page.
And I guess one major point we've been trying to make today is if you use your WordPress without a special sales page template, it's going to end up looking like your blog. It's going to end up with a lot of things that you don't want on it. It's not going to look as professional as it could or should.
Right.
And so if you're trying to create a sales page using your blog platform on WordPress, it's going to be complicated and take you much longer than it should, and it's not going to look right. And that's why Suzanne invented or developed this product, and that's why if you don't use hers, you should use someone else's. You want your sales page to look professional and to do the job that it's designed to do, get people to take action.
Yeah.
And anything that interferes with that, anything, will lower your conversion rate.
Yeah. Yeah, and my I am one of those tell your own story, because this was driving me crazy, not being able to create traditional looking sales pages in WordPress. That was one of the, you know, I really get irate at people who look down their nose at WordPress sites. That just gets all over me. So one of the most common areas where that happened when I'd talk to people about WordPress sites and building their website in WordPress is that, well, you can't make sales pages because you got the sidebar in the way. And it was true. I could not figure out how to get rid of that for the longest time and create just the content part, not the sidebar, not the header, not the footer, until I did this. And I figured this out. So I solved my own problem first, and then I'm like, holy cow, man. This is going to be, this will solve a headache problem for a whole bunch of other people using WordPress. So,
you know, and we've all gotten used to being able to run our own sites on WordPress. They really make it easy for you. Mm. So why should creating a sales page be such a hassle?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Here's a question, which is a good one. She raises a good point. Deb says, I personally find the PS annoying as it's also salesy. Do statistics say we really need to have a PS? Now, before you answer that, Suzanne, I want to address this because it's a good point. It's also salesy. Now, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way. And if your content is coming across as salesy, then you're probably not doing it right. I think the important thing is to use the PS and the rest of your copy or content to connect with people. And salesy, to me, doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and the reason to have a PS is because there are a group of people out there who that's the place they head first. And if you don't have one, they don't know what to do with themselves, and they'll likely go away. So
basically, you can repeat your offer
and
repeat the link, and you know, and just make it a short little summary. Don't
forget. Make it the Twitter version of your whole sales page.
There you go. That's a great idea.
Yep.
Let's see, next question. I'm on a roll for things that annoy me. This is regarding a sales page, but what is really getting me lately is the urgency thing. And that, again, if it's not done right, it really sounds stupid. I hate being pushed, Deb says. Is the sense of urgency really needed, or do you think I could perhaps leave that out?
Experiment. We can't answer that for you. We don't know your audience. We don't know what your offer is. I can tell you this, though. The less well you know your audience, the more you need to use all the tools in your toolbox to get them to pay you or to give up their email address.
And also, there's the thing is that if people can put something off, they generally will.
Mm-hmm.
So if there isn't some sort of built-in a schedule or deadline, then they won't. They'll come back later, and then, of course, they never will. And that's the problem. But Suzanne, experiment. Try one. See if you can get the same amount of action without any sense of urgency.
Who was that asking that question?
Deb.
Deb, I'll tell you, my version of what really gets me going is where the urgency thing is concerned is I'm buying an e-book, okay? And they say, there's only 367 copies left. Really? Of a digital product? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Don't insult my intelligence, please.
Yeah.
So you may say, it's far more integrous to say, I'm only selling 500 copies of this, and here's how many have been sold. But don't tell me there's only this many, period. I know better. It's a digital file, for God's sake. So,
here's a question from Gail in Santa Barbara. How do you set up a sales page on WordPress? If one goes to WordPress.com, will it be evident what one has to do? Does a person need a webmaster type person to do this?
Can't do it at WordPress.com without either. I don't think they have a sales page theme available to choose for your site at WordPress.com, so you're going to be stuck with the header, sidebar, footer problem. And no, you don't need a webmaster if you're at WordPress.com, because that's why it's a free service. They are your webmaster. They take care of all that stuff.
Right. Another question, is the sales page updated for WordPress 3.0? That's a good question.
Yep.
Oh, all ready to go. Okay.
Yep.
Tim in Austin, I've blogged, websited on WP for a couple of years. Love it. I also multitask and have bought and downloaded Suzanne's $37 offering while listening. Good for you. I've only had a chance to view it, but it rocks, I can tell already. Well, thank
well,
you, Tim.
Thank you.
Here's a question, no name. Can you demonstrate it to see how it works? I thought we did get some examples of the end results. And then the other part of that question, is this like Flex Squeeze? Again, with the
Flex Squeeze. Well, Flex Squeeze is the theme that I bought in my search to solve this problem for myself. But
uh-huh.
Even Flex Squeeze made me upset because I didn't want to build every site I built forever from that point forward using that same theme. It is similar to Flex Squeeze, but it is not a theme. It's not a full-blown theme. It is a page template. It is a layout choice
okay.
that can be added to your installation.
Doreen Richmond in Germany, could I use this for adding an Amazon shop?
Yeah, you sure could. You wouldn't have your navigation on that page, but if you don't want it, that's certainly you could do that. Anything you can add to a regular page in WordPress, you can add to this. This is simply, the analogy here is you create a new page, WordPress, your theme tells you what clothes your page is going to wear. This is giving your page a change of clothes.
Uh-huh.
That's all the more it is. It's putting a different coat or different look and feel on your page. But your page is still in your WordPress installation, and all you have to do to make it look like a regular page is go back and change the template back to default, and bang, the sales page is gone. The header
uh-huh.
and sidebar and footer are back.
Okay. Here's a question. Can you put video on this page? I think
yep.
you answered that.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Same way you put it on anything else.
Yeah. Regarding sales page examples, and that you mentioned about not making blog and sales page look the same, do you not want your sales page to look like your blog for branding rather than different? I would say you want to keep some branding, but you don't want your sales page to look like it's a blog. In other
exactly.
words, it should look like a sales page. But yes, I mean, for example, the header or headline, if you want to put your picture up there and keep some elements of your branding, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In one of the examples, I use my caricature that is on every single site I have. So that's the connective tie. So that you know that it's me and my stuff there. Now, that's certainly not as full-blown as using the same theme, but that's kind of the point. I don't want to use the theme. I don't want sidebars and all that.
Yeah.
So I put my little caricature at the top of most of my sales pages.
Right. Here's one, Roxanne in Denver. WordPress is both for blogs and website pages. Can I also use the sales page as an email newsletter announcement to my email subscribers?
You know, that's a very fine question. I would have to try that and see.
Yeah. Interesting. Is the attribute, this is from Alice in the UK, is the attribute that contains the pull-down menu where you select your sales page found in the publish menu on the top right?
No, it's below the publish menu. The
yeah.
section is called attributes, although let me look in WordPress 3 because
yeah.
it may be something different now.
Uh,
Yeah, let me get to page. Edit. Give me a page to edit, folks.
We've got a lot of questions still. I want to make sure we address the main ones.
It's page attributes section.
Page
over attributes. There on the right where publish is, though. Look in that area over there.
Can you please share more about the copy and paste of the HTML code? Is that really easy to do? How long does it take to design the page? Thanks.
The ebook included with the page template goes all over that and exactly how to do it. How long it takes, if you do the whole page, copy the whole page and paste the whole page, it takes about 2 seconds. But then you have to change the text that you've copied from my example to reflect your own. So I find like the sales page for this product itself took me about 6 hours to do. Writing the copy, tweaking how it looked, the formatting it was the easiest part. The tweaking the copy and saying just the right thing in the right place was the part that took the longest.
Yeah, it does take time to refine that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a question. How do I get the WP sales page template? Is it already in WordPress or something I get from you? It's something that you get from Suzanne.
Yep. And for those of you still on the webinar, there is the shortened URL for it. It will also be in the email that you get this recording with.
Yes.
Yeah, we want to make sure we put that in the email and don't make them open up the PDF to get it.
That's a good question. Can the WP sales page be deleted when the offer finishes?
You can unpublish the page, sure.
Yeah. Can you use PayPal or other payment with it?
Yep.
Sure. How do they get back to the main part of your web page?
Well, they can use their back button, and that's about the only way, unless you put a link on the page somewhere that directs them back there. But that's kind of the point of this, is to once they click on something indicating there's an offer, this sales page, its job is to get them to buy it, sign up for it, give you their email address, and join your mailing list or go away. So,
can you program in your own colors through HTML?
Yes, you can. You can, if you know HTML, you can go to town, just like you can in a regular page.
Judith Stevens, my download link has expired. How do I get a new one? Ah, okay. She purchased on December 11th, 2009. Why don't you send an email to Suzanne?
Yep. Go to the site and, send me an email to Suzanne at suzanne-bird-harris.com, or go to the site and use the contact form there, and I will get you a download that you can use.
Tony in Tampa, sometimes HTML does not look predictable when used on a WP theme.
That's
formatting and font size. Is that a problem, or is this HTML friendly?
Well, that problem that you're describing is with WordPress itself. And that brings up a point. There are some themes, Thesis being one of them. Now, I know that Thesis, you can create your own page layout without headers, without sidebars, without footers. So you may or may not want to use this template if you are using Thesis as your theme on your site. But if you do, I'm going to preface this with, this is techno jargon about to come out of my mouth, so only those who know HTML are going to understand. If you are using Thesis and you are trying to use HTML, either be it from the examples I give with the package or you're writing your own, you will probably have problems getting blank lines to appear where you want them to on your page. I don't know why. It's some kind of conflict between thesis, WordPress, and it just doesn't work great. There is a workaround. The workaround is at the WP Sales page site, and it's very simple. And I think I probably even put it in the documentation now, too. If I didn't, I will. But it's really simple. It's just a line of code that you can affect getting a blank line to appear, like when you want it between paragraphs and stuff. Sometimes, and thesis is not the only theme that I've seen do that. I've seen free themes do that. I've seen paid themes do that. It just happens to be some quirkiness with WordPress and how that it renders HTML and how it does it. So I don't spend a lot of time asking why. I just find a way to fix it and go on.
Right. Okay. Here's a question. When you say, quote, host it yourself,
mm-hmm.
do you mean having your own domain name and having your ISP provider host the site?
What I mean when I say host it yourself is you own your own domain name and you have purchased a hosting account with a hosting company. I use Bluehost. There's GoDaddy. There's DreamHost. There's a whole bunch of them, HostGator.
Yeah.
All those guys, and that's where your website is. Now, I have not seen any ISP, and that's Internet Service Provider, for those who don't know what that is. I have not seen an Internet Service Provider provide hosting that will accommodate WordPress yet. I have AT&T. They don't, that I know of. You have to go get a hosting account from a hosting company, and they range in price from $5 a month to up to $14-15 a month, depending on who you're using and what you're getting.
Yeah. Is it expensive to change from a GoDaddy site to a WordPress type site?
A GoDaddy site, meaning I'm guessing probably their website tonight, template driven thing. I do conversions of HTML sites to the WordPress platform, but they are quoted on an individual basis because every site is different. So you're welcome to come to websitesinwp.com and check out the options that I have available there and use the contact form to get a hold of me. I'd be happy to talk to you about that.
Okay, good. What is a WP self-hosted account, and do I need a third-party web host?
Yes, and the second question kind of answered the first one.
Yeah.
I think we've just answered that previously. A web hosting account you get from a web host company, and yes, you do need one to run a self-hosted WordPress site.
Okay, this is from Sue in San Diego. She just bought and downloaded the software and is looking for the bonus video on how to use FTP. She looked in the bonus file and did not see it. Can you tell me where it is? Thanks.
Yeah.